settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
Avery, and welcome to Spirit's Work, the show that's designed to stretch your mind and broaden your understanding about life on Earth, life after death, and life in other dimensions. Each week, through our connection with our spirit friends, we discuss various topics of interest and take great pleasure in listening to those who continue to walk with us and watch over us. In a most natural way, we are able to cross the divide between our physical world and the non-physical world. When my husband, Nick, deep trance channels an enlightened spirit called Gregory Hay, who has access to great knowledge and wisdom. And this week's show is actually going to be our Akashic Reading show. And this is for our listeners who have pre-booked their Akashic Reading. And if you would like to have an Akashic Reading on another show, that we will be telling you when that will be. Maybe next week we'll be telling you the date of the next Akashic Reading show. Just email us your full name at birth, your date of birth, your telephone number, just in case anything happens to the emails and I lose your email so that I can phone you up, and one question. And you can send that to enq@spirit-teaching.com. So listen tonight, see if it's something that you think that you might like to try. Don't forget, though, you can't phone in tonight if you haven't already pre-booked, okay? So, all right then.
Oh, that's me then.
Absolutely, it's you now, dear.
Thank you. Well, hello, I'm Mick Avery. As well as Spirit's Work on pbsradio.com on Mondays at 7 p.m. PST and Thursdays at 1 p.m. PST, we've got another radio show, which is Spirit Teaching on ArtistFirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. Now, if you'd like to know more about us, our books, book an Akashic reading, a real one, that is, a full one, or get us for any of our other services, please go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. What we're able to do as spirit mediums is to offer you the spirit world's perspective on the nature of our existence. And when I go into deep trance, Gregory Hay, who is the main spokesperson for an educational group in the spirit world called the White Cloud Group, will borrow my body for the duration of the show, and I'm not going to know anything about anything else that happens during the course of the show, because my spirit and my consciousness are transported to someone else, to somewhere else. And like I say, do look at our website for a better understanding of how we work, and I'm going to say goodbye for now, because I'm drivelling, just drivelling really, and that's generally what happens. I don't mean physically dribbling. I mean, I'm not incontinent or anything. It's what happens when the energy of the spirit world come up very, very close to me and I just start talking rubbish. So that's why I only have a very short card for this part of the show. Because, of course, as people who may know, who are regular listeners to our show, we try to develop all the time that we have to the spirit world and their work. So anyway, have a great show, and Sylvie's going to take over. Goodbye.
Thanks, Mick.
You're welcome.
Yes, Gregory, who you will be listening to, had an Earth life 300 years ago, but has continued to learn and evolve in the spirit world, and now he comes to share his wisdom with us for our benefit. The White Cloud Group, whom he represents, were formed to bring us knowledge that will hopefully steer us towards a more peaceful and harmonious future. They are made up of all kinds of scientific minds and scholars from all walks of life, as well as ordinary people. The information we bring is without religious bias or political persuasion, and we believe in everyone's right to their own views and beliefs. And as I say, tonight is the Akashic Reading Show, and I will get Gregory to explain a little about what an Akashic Reading is before we begin, and basically, though, it's your book of life. Everybody has a book of life. And what he does is he, actually during the show, in between the readers, we will actually, the readings, he will explain to us how he does it. But basically, he collects your book, and he's able to, in advance, calculate important aspects of it so that when he gives you a mini reading like we're having on this show, on these shows, it means that he can make it concise but actually more interesting, because he can collate the specific material that he thinks that you need to know, that you want to know. For instance, usually he will always tell you what soul group you're from and who your doorkeeper is, and the rest of it is just individually geared to your specific needs, if you like. Okay? So, anyway, hello, Gregory.
Hello, dear friend.
Hello. I was just trying to explain.
Yes.
Waffling on there.
I thought that was something that you ate, friend.
Waffling. Waffles, yes. We're going to have fun tonight, folks. Okay. So, yes. Yeah, so basically, when I give you the full name and the date of birth of the person who
yes.
wants an Akashic reading, why is it you want the full name?
Well, because there are so many people with the same name. And really the reason is that we may have several hundred people of the same name. So we need to have the exact name and date of birth. And then we are able, fairly swiftly, to be able to recognize exactly who is who.
So is this because of, you know, because on other shows people phone up and have a reading on the spot sort of thing? How is this different to that sort of affair?
Well, quite simply, my friend, because when you are having a psychic reading or a reading which is perhaps involving people in the spirit world, that is actually generally about communication with beings from our side of life who are actually ancestrally connected in some way, or perhaps who are friends, loved ones, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so that is a different energy that you are working with. That is the communication with people in the spirit world, but in a different way and on a different level. What we are doing here is we are concentrating on one individual, and we need to make sure that we have the correct Akashic book record from that specific soul group. And that really is what we do. And the reason why we need to have the information beforehand is so that we can locate from the vibration of the person, the physical being, as to where they have come from, what soul group area we are needing to look at, so that we can actually locate the correct source for the book.
So, basically, it's more in depth.
Well, yes, quite so. So, what you are seeing in this situation is that I'm actually taking the book itself and opening it and studying it for a short time before we have the session, before the session begins. And then I'm able to perhaps correlate certain issues, usually to do with the person's character and that kind of thing. That may sound a little dull, but actually it is really to finally pinpoint whereabouts you are in your life, so that you are not really sitting in the back seat of your life, but that you are hopefully going to be in the driving position of your life, so that you can actually steer where you want to be in your life. Find happiness. After all, isn't that what everyone wants, ultimately?
Well, I don't think it's dull. I think, for one thing, people like to listen to other people having readings. I know people find it fascinating. And if you're going through, if you're actually talking to the person and going through their character, then they will know from that it's definitely pertaining to them, and it's their book, if you know what I mean, that
yes.
you're reading, because you are describing
yes.
who they are to a T, hopefully.
Yes, that is the whole point, really. And Also, of course, we try to help them with certain issues of difficulty or whatever that they may have over their life. People have hurdles all of the time, and we understand that for some people it is extremely difficult, it can be extremely difficult to overcome certain aspects of life.
Mm. Yeah. Well, absolutely. So how come the other Akashic readers don't work like this? Because very often people can have a reading and then they will say that I'm looking at your Akashic book and then just do it on the spot.
Well, yes, but if you will perhaps understand that what they in fact may well be doing is not connecting to the book at all, but actually, and I'm not here to make a judgment upon anyone else,
no,
because that is their affair, but what they may be, well be doing is actually reading the person psychically or actually connecting with some other aspect of the person and not specifically with the book itself. After all, you will have people who will come out with all kinds of descriptions of cherubim and all kinds of things pertaining to the Bible, perhaps biblical statements and facets of this walk of life that the being is supposed to have, mm-hmm. perhaps even configured with all kinds of other beings in, how can I say this, in adding it up to their life being a part of this very specific sense and knowledge platform that they have actually gathered for themselves, not necessarily that it has anything to do with their life at all. For example, will perhaps witter on about different people's past lives and that kind of thing, which is actually a facet of religion and not of fact.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so people will actually attract these different senses and feelings to themselves, and we have to be always ever mindful that when you are, if you are going to bring anyone a reading from the spirit world to the physical life, it cannot have anything to do with any form of religion, because religion does not actually exist in the spirit world.
Okay, well, our first caller is a little late in calling, so we'll just give her a few more minutes. And
I'm here.
Oh, are you, Charlene? I
Hello.
Can hear you.
Hi, sir.
Hello. Oh, good. Hello. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Oh, good. Okay, well, here's Gregory.
Very well. Yes, very well.
Perfect.
Hello, dear friend, hello. Now, to begin with, Charlene, I understand that you actually have a native Inuit who is working with you very, very closely, and this being is of a very ancient nature. Sometimes you will be specifically drawn to very quiet feelings. I understand, yes, let us be very specific about this. What I'm saying is that really you have recently found a very definitely beautiful center of yourself, and that this is a situation which will just become bigger. It will just become more expansive. This being's name is Riandik. And Riandik is actually of a tribe of Inuit from the very far north of the country of Canada, I believe, and is most certainly of a being of a small tribal band of people who actually, well, they had a very simple nomadic life, I have to say. Of course they did. He was a trapper. He was a being who just had a simple existence and actually, but brought great courage and understanding to his life. And this being is your doorkeeper, your guardian angel, if you like. He actually brings you a great deal of strength and also a great understanding of the presence of silence. So at times in your life, when you are faced with very difficult decisions to make, this is a being that you really need to make contact with, because he is a guiding light to your life. The point I am making and that I need to make here is that throughout the progress of your life, you have overcome difficulties. You are a being who is very centered upon the well-being of others. And this is a nature which you have actually inherited from the spirit world, from your journey before you had a physical state. And you are actually a being who is also, you perhaps may have relationships with animals on the periphery, but I understand that you can also, this is also a situation which you can bring very close into your life. You are most definitely very fond of the natural world. You have an empathy with it, and this is really a part of the condition of your past life, if you like, the life in the spirit world before you were having a physical existence. The situation for you is of great importance because it is as though for some of your life you struggled through it and didn't really know what to do, and now you are here and there really is so much more that you can bring about. You can most certainly help very greatly in healing to do with the situation in your soul group from whence you have come, which is the soul group of Nyipsi. And the soul group of Nyipsi is to do with a very certain strain of animal, and this is to do with dogs, in fact, of all descriptions. So you would possibly be very, very good around animals, and in particular dogs and their different ancestral strains. So, although I understand some, you can well do without in your life. They lead you to being a little exasperated. You understand that from this soul group, you actually have this wealth of affinity with certain specific breeds of animal, and yet with others, you seem to move away from. You would incidentally be very good with seals as well, although I understand you haven't actually personally met any yet in the physical life, but in the spirit world you did, and you had a great deal to do with the welfare of these different species in the spirit world. Now, when I say to do with, I'm saying that really what you actually travel with in bringing about this understanding is their innocence. And the innocence of other people in your life is something that you have given to relate to because of your previous experience in the spirit world. Now, in your situation of physical life, I understand that you have certain questions over the position of where you are now. How can I actually become in this situation to open myself more, to become more aware, more learned, if you like, and actually align myself to a helping pathway toward other beings? And this is something I understand that in certain situations of your life, you have felt very distressed and very disconcerted over certain aspects of your life. Very definitely, some people's behavior you find most difficult to comprehend, as many do, of course, in physical life. This could be both politically and emotionally. You are most certainly tied not to the home, but you are tied to certain loves in your life. You have a good memory for situations of the past, but please, my dear, do not dwell in them. They are there for your learning, not for you to rest upon. The situation for your life is for you to explore the present and the future. That is the essential ingredient. Now, I understand that you have a question.
Darlene?
Yes, hi. My question was how I could live out my life's purpose of allowing the flow of the light in and out to serve others to find their own power.
Yes, absolutely. But what I'm saying, my friend, is that, you see, this really is to do with the condition of what you had previously in your life, and what you have now are almost like you are living two different lives. It is as though in the past you had been this sort of being, and now suddenly you've found the truth. And suddenly you have all of these affinities with people and with other animals. And I'm saying this most definitely because you understand that dogs and cats also, of course, are very responsive to human beings who are aligned spiritually. And you have most definitely become aligned to a certain extent, but there is a great deal more that you can do. And so I feel, my dear friend, that if you actually connect and learn to connect in a deeper way, and I'm not saying that you haven't, but I'm saying really that this needs to be in a different way. You need to move away from guided talks and that kind of thing and move into the silence field, because this is something which will actually help you to connect with the most divine energy to enable you to bring healing to yourself and to others. Because don't forget, my friend, you do need to bring healing to yourself. This is the primal factor for you to engage within this. I'm saying this because we wish you to sit and to meditate upon healing for yourself, specifically. And it isn't that you have anything wrong with you, but that there are certain beings in the spirit world who wish to connect with you. There is an Alana, a Russian, who wishes to connect with you and for certain aspects of healing. You also have Cree involvement in your life as well. And this is actually to do with, you understand that Cree personalities are really to do with sharing and communication. So this is something which will most definitely help you in reaching and communicating with people who need your help. The situation is quite clear, and this is a practice. You will need to develop this practice and develop that connection. I would suggest that you sit every day, just 20 minutes, nothing more than that, but that you do this in not in a ritualistic way, but that you do it in a certain way of respect. And I'm not saying either that you don't respect certain things, but that you find this respect for the spirit world. This is a sacred journey that you are on, and in order to connect in the right way, you need to remind yourself of its sacredness. And then all will be well. There are many beings who wish to connect with you and to help you. Some will stay for a while and others will leave. And don't worry if they leave and new energies will come. They will. They are just there to help you over certain hurdles and difficulties that you may have.
And this will expand her intuition abilities also.
Absolutely so, yes, of course. But as I say, the reason for this is we want you to come from this one specific aspect of healing of self. Learn to connect with certain aspects of yourself and of your physical body as well. Learn very specific physical body meditations of just body parts to help you to attune your physical state and your mental and spirit in order to be able to control yourself fully. You will then be able to meet with the control from the spirit world, and that will increase the vibration of your life and your life experience.
Okay, well, Charlene, we've got about a minute left.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. Gregory, when you said Cree, did you mean Cree Indians? I wasn't sure if I...
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, there are two, a husband and wife, who are with you. You would recognize them as the male has a very round face. He's a very sunny individual. I'm not permitted to give you his name, quite simply because that is what is going to come to you.
Okay.
And I wouldn't want to spoil your meditation and for his delight in making himself known to you.
Okay. And his wife does not want to be known either.
You will find. You will find it.
Okay.
Absolutely, most definitely, you will find her as well. but she will actually, you will wonder to begin with, why is he coming with an almost feminine vibration? It is because actually they were twin souls in their life journey, and they actually almost come as one being. And you would, of course, be forgiven to thinking, oh, this is just one being, but it is almost like a multifaceted personality. But he is not a large man. He's quite small, 5 feet, 2.5 inches tall, in fact. Quite tall for a Cree, I understand. They usually didn't grow more than 5 feet high, although there have been exceptions in modern times of over 6 feet. I think that that's probably due to wheat or bread or something.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Gregory.
Okay, well, Charlene, thank you ever so much for joining us.
I do hope that this has been helpful to you, friend.
Yes, I'm sure it will be. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bis auf ein Zeit, then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, it's such a lot to take in, isn't it?
Yes, quite so.
I mean, something like that can just change your whole outlook on life overnight.
Yes, the point is that, you see, you must understand that the Akashic Book is millions and millions of pages thick.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have the whole book. We have to work through it and condense it and express what it is that we feel is most needed for that life at that particular time. We could be sitting here for years just talking of one person's book. Yes.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Oh, hi, is this Don?
This is Don.
Hi, Don.
Hello, friend.
Hello, Gregory.
Hello, friend. Lovely to be able to speak with you, my dear friend.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Now, I understand then, as I take this book and I open it, I can see straight away that the situation has not been easy, but has been steady for you. Now, the point is that you are from the soul group of Polknik. And the soul group of Polknik is especially well connected. This actually is to do with the condition of your life before your physical existence. And so what we can see of this life is that you were extensive in certain conditions of accessing information. And in fact, you actually worked a great deal in the spirit world, in the halls of learning. You were responsible for a great deal of the collection of information, actually specifically aimed at certain animal species. And you had been most thorough in a great deal of the conditions of the spirit world, and in also helping different animals to align themselves to further well-being after their exhaustive physical lives. The specific animals which you relate to are to do with deer, antelope, to do with cows, and also to do with such animals as wildebeest, not the brightest of the bunch, but the point is that they actually have a very endearing and personal personality. The point is that each one has and had during their physical life, and something that you recognized in the spirit world was that they were all individual. And so this was something actually that gave you great understanding for how to bring information together. This is something which has actually helped you in the physical life. And more importantly, I suppose, your connection with your doorkeeper, whose name is Henry. And Henry, his full name is Henry Thoreau. And Henry Thoreau was actually a being who has influenced you throughout your life, but you haven't actually known it. This is because throughout your life, you have had an almost unbelievable desire of deep understanding. And you have always had this perception of trying to get to the bottom of something. And when it didn't fit, you recognized it was flawed. And it was usually because of flawed reasoning that you then didn't continue with it. And you actually, it is as almost as though you took exactly the same concepts of life that you had from the spirit world, but actually what you did was, of course, you had to contend with the material world. And what this really means, my friend, is that Henry's influence upon you has been actually to do with the deep magic of peace and silence that you actually have not really been that au fait with in your physical life, because your mind has actually been crowded out with all the stuff of physical life. And you have only, I know, only just recently been able to reach into the silence and find it. But actually, what I'm saying is that Henry Thoreau actually was a being who studied transcendentalism. And he did this in his physical life back in the 1800s, when he had a physical life. And the situation for you and his influence to you is really, really essential, because he is a being who has great depth of character, as you have a great depth of character. You are a huge being in that respect, in that your depth of character just speaks volumes. You are actually seen as a being who, it's almost as though you collect other people's memories, because you have a clearer memory of their life than they had of themselves. And you're a being who is obviously much loved and appreciated within the community family of which you are a part. But the point is that you actually have this very great gift and perception of communication, and also because of Henry's influence upon you, it means that you have this huge depth of field that you haven't even tapped into yet. And my friend, whenever it is that you wish to meditate, if you should wish to meditate, and it is obviously something that does you good, and just the same as it does your brother good as well. And this is the situation because you are very much so much alike. You are actually from the same depth of field, the same soul group. So that actually brings a great response into the nature of your being. The whole fact is that you have this tremendous depth of courage as well behind you. You have a sense of leadership. You have a sense of aspiration, yes. You are also a being who likes to play dead sometimes too. You like to also take a back seat and like to observe the situations of others, just because, not necessarily that you find it amusing, but you have to just simply let other people lead their lives. And even though you may not agree with it wholly in your soul, you understand and realize that they too must reach to their own conclusions in life. You cannot steer it for them. So I can see from this situation that you have a massive grip and hold upon your physical life. You are well aspected to continue to advance in the necessary functions of individuality. You recognize the individuality in all beings, and that it is a necessary focus for their life and for you too, because it helps you give color to your world. And, my friend, I can see most definitely that you have aspirations to understanding the depths of situations outside of your normal reality. You have an open mind, and that is so essential an ingredient for anyone who is an aspirant of any nature. You cannot be an aspirant in a situation which is an enclosed religion. It doesn't work properly, because all you're doing is taking in the gifts and the thoughts of other people and then making them your own thoughts, rather than how you are expressing yourself, which is a being who looks at all of the variables, all of the alternatives, and then comes to a conclusion of your own. So we welcome you to this situation, this aspect of your physical life, my friend, and your spiritual journey, as I feel it is as though it has just begun, even though you are well aware that you have been doing your journey for some considerable time. There is still so much out there, and you recognize, thankfully, that as you look upon your open window, there is still so much more to perceive.
Have you a question, Don?
Yes, actually I did, and funnily enough, it's going to sound like it's in response to what he's just said, but I actually wrote it down before I called. And that is, for most of, I guess, really my adult life, I felt like I've been driven, or I guess and a more accurate word would be guided, by a particular and specific life, what I would call a life purpose. And so my question is that something that you would say has been more strongly influenced by the soul group that I come from, or by the environment that I was brought up in, or is there something else entirely at work?
Yes. Well, much of it really is from your soul group, because that is the engine of your character, if you like. You could, my friend, look to other beings in your environment who came from the same environment as you, other members of your family perhaps. They all grew up differently. So it isn't necessarily about the environment, although you did react to the situations and conditions of your environment, which meant that you took a certain path. But what I'm saying, my friend, is the way that you interpreted that path came from your soul group. That was the engine of character, which was delivered as a part of your spirit. And I'm so pleased, really, that your spirit shone through it, you see. That's my point, really, that in the life that you have had, you have tried to move along methodically in your life, in the engine, in the purpose of it. And you have taken great instruction from other beings, from the situations you have seen around yourself, and that you have looked upon and said, well, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to do that the way they did theirs, because you can see the mistakes. They're almost glaringly obvious to you, whereas to other beings, it's as though they're mystified by it. But to you, it is something which is clear and simple. So in this respect, you see, this is the information pathway that you had in the spirit world, and this is why you were so instrumental in bringing information. Incidentally, you wrote 8 books, which are present in the spirit world, in the halls of learning throughout the universe. And this is to do with information, as I say, on very specific species of subject in the physical world and their representation in the spirit world. So what you actually had a part of in your physical life is this information process, the process of gathering and being able to sift through certain conditions as life presented them to you. You were able to actually bring about conclusions and other people would think, well, how did you reach to that conclusion? And all you did was analyze it and understand that through your spirit self, you were actually connecting. Although you didn't realize that at the time, I appreciate that, but you still had an open mind to see it. That's my point. And so your progression to now is something that was obvious. It just took the time for you to get there. the condition of with your family, and that representation, which is to do with your the environmental consequence, if you like, of your life. This is something that many people leave out. They don't realize that the environmental consequence has an impact, but also so too does your spirit journey. And that previous spirit journey is, after all, a part of your whole life. So as you move on through this life, you will note that now you're making much more your own decisions. You are not so at risk of the situations of the environment, because you're creating your own, and you have created your own environment through your own awareness. So, my friend, before you began meditating, you were aware anyway. You just didn't realize it, perhaps. Or perhaps it wasn't something that was obvious to you. You knew there was another energy, but couldn't quite find or locate the perception or where that energy came from. And that is something that your meditation will reveal to you, and is going to do that in an ongoing way. You will find real physical contact will become apparent in your life from the spirit world. Not just from your physical family who have passed, but also from other friends and loved ones, and that this is a situation of great strength that you will be able to bring to other members of your family who will need it in their coming years.
Interesting. Thank you.
Okay, well.
Thank you so.
Thanks ever so much for phoning. Have you got, I mean, we can have you, you can have another minute if you like, because we've got, there's somebody that was going to be joining us, but she can't now, so.
Well,
have you got one more question?
Well, I'm not sure that that there is a one-minute question for Gregory.
Well, thank you so, my friend. I will try to be as short as I can.
I'll give you a yes or no question, and that is...
thank you very much.
This purpose that has driven me in my physical life, is it a purpose which will continue to drive me beyond the life on Earth?
Oh, yes. Absolutely so. There. See, it wasn't painless, was it?
How is that for a one-minute question?
Yes, yes. Quite so. I understand, though, that you do need a little more than that, so I will try to fulfill it. Now, the point is, friend, that, you see, the situation of your life is something of perception. So, how you are now is only going to develop. It isn't never going to be backwards. It's always going to be forwards. So the more that you become aware of the true purpose in your life, and I understand this has been a difficulty to you as well from time to time, but that's only because you didn't see it, because you were already in the woods. You weren't looking at it objectively. So now perhaps that you see it more objectively, it means that this is only going to be something that will grow for you. You are not isolated. You are extremely well-loved, both in the physical side of life and in the spirit world. And there is a great deal of connection for you to make for other people as well as yourself.
What about spirit gifts?
Well, this is really to do with what is it that you could possibly perceive of yourself. The point is that you may not even have identified that you had any gifts, and yet you did. You always had, because they were gifts of a very deep and profound sense of love for people around you. But also, my friend, you have a great deal of healing ability within your command of communication, and also physically, that you could bring to other people in their care. And you have a very broad, caring nature. And so this is something really which can only expand to other human beings in your physical life, animals, and all kinds of different natures. I'm not saying that this is the end of it, but this is just the beginning. So for you, my friend, it is really only to the limit of your possibility and whether you wish to take on something else or not. You already have a full life, so you may feel that this is something which is too much. You will only take on what you want to. Because at the end of the day, my friend, you are in command of it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, well, thanks for your call, Don.
Right. Love and bye, friend.
Bye.
Thank you, goodbye.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, I'm just always in awe of the sort of things that we learn in the Akashic readings. It just actually brings up so much more than you could ever imagine. I mean, we've been talking about the spirit world and what the possibilities are for being in the spirit world for a couple of years now. And it just, when it comes out in the Akashic readings, new things come out all of the time. I mean, I'm sure Don doesn't think that he'd written 8 books in the spirit world. Do you know what
no,
I mean?
No, of course
I mean, it's
not.
Just, you just don't, you can't get your head around that sort of thing.
Yes, and actually, in fact, one of them was on the syntax and language of a particular form of caribou, which not only lived in physical Earth, but also has lived on other planets as well. And it is to do with their interaction. The book that he had written was, one of them was actually to do with the mind and translation of their different language within a specific species and how that was interconnected throughout the universe.
Wow, I hope he's still listening.
You see, and so the situation is that people in human physical life tend to restrict what their perceptions may be and what their actual gifts are and what the real true value of their life has been. Not that it has been that this regurgitated life after life after life with endless result or with endless non-result, really, being that each life is snuffed out from the end of the last and that none of the previous life is remembered, purely and simply because it didn't matter, didn't have any significance. The point is that your life in the spirit world before you had a physical life is terribly significant. It is part of the expression of who you are, and how you connect with that is in connecting with your spirit, that aspect of God you are. So if you want to talk to God, talk to yourself. That is who God is. You are, in fact, bringing the illumination of your whole aspect of life, not being at will to the environment in which you've been now, but that you can actually draw on the fuller aspects of life in the spirit world prior to your physical life, and that can actually have a positive effect upon you, not some regurgitated lives which have no semblance or reason purely because were not your life. They were very close to you, very, very close to you, because you may have given them great love and affection.
Yes, you knew
in
these
the
people
world.
That you thought you were.
And the connection within the soul group is so unique and so divine and so inspiring that relationship appears to feel as though it's your own, but it's not.
Well, we don't. This is it. You see, people can't comprehend that you can do all of these things in the spirit world.
Well, no, quite so, because you feel, perhaps as a physical being, that you have to have a physical semblance of physical remains, a cellular structure of some form, in order to do anything in the spirit world. But you don't, because you're part of God. Why do you think that you need to have some piece of physical life in order to act or be of a mind or to have consciousness? Quite simply because you are drawn and contained within the facet of mortality, and what the consciousness mind delivers to you must be the way that everything evolves in the spirit world. Well, it isn't. It's not like that at all. completely different. You only use the physical consciousness in the state of physical state. In the spirit world, your previous physical consciousness from the life you're having now when you return to the spirit world will be completely transformed into your spirit light. And that loving energy, which is your spirit, pure and simple, not the adulterated spirit, which has been confined and negativized by your physical life. The imprint in the murky world is not something which brings illumination to your spirit unless you have a beautiful mind, unless you have a beautiful intention. If your intention is honorable and loving, as cherishing and embracing all of these other facets of your physical energy and the energy of all beings around you, if you embrace that really truly, you will aspire to greatness. You will become an enlightened being in this life. Now, it is only your own mind that holds you back from that perception and from that stride into aligning yourself with your spirit, that which is God.
And how you do that is by...
silent meditation.
Silent meditation. And just going within and communicating with the spirit within you.
Yes. And aligning yourself to that vibration, raising that vibration through the infinite love source within a self. From that love, that well, which is you, which is your spirit. That's what I'm saying. Your spirit is pure anyway. It is your physical journey which corrupts it, or which corrupts your mind and your perception of self. That doesn't mean to say you want to do away with your physical journey. What it means to say is you want to take awareness, care of your life. Your duty of care to the world around you is what is paramount to your nature, your inherent nature of self. So rise above this condition you are now. Rise above it and understand this is your pathway. This is your rite of passage to happiness.
Okay, well, that's been wonderful, Gregory. Truly wonderful, and I'm sure the listeners enjoyed it, and I'm sure that the two callers that we had thoroughly enjoyed it as well.
Well, thank you, my friend. With love and light and blessings be upon your pathway, as always, little bird.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Yes, so we will be having another mini Akashic reading show. I will give you that date next Monday. But if you want to get in touch with me and put your name down for one, and then we can work out the date and whether you can make that or not, just email me your full name at birth, that's including your middle name, your date of birth, give me your telephone number just in case anything goes awry with the email, one question, and then email this to enq@spirit-teaching.com. Okay, our website is www.spirit-teaching.com. So if you want to get in touch with us at any time, go on there, look out for our full Akashic readings. If you want a private, personal, one-to-one session with Gregory, you can, obviously it's paid, but we can help you with that too, and any of the other services that we offer. Take a look at our site. So, we hope you've enjoyed the show. My name is Sylvie Avery, and thank you so much for listening to Spirit's Work on the wonderful BBS radio. And until next time, be peaceful, be positive, focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.